Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But first, Roma manager Jose Mourinho has been charged by UEFA after confrontations with referee Anthony Taylor during the Europa League final. The Roma manager and his staff were abusive towards the Premier League referee numerous times during the defeat to Sevilla in Budapest on Wednesday. After the game, footage on social media showed Mourinho directing a string of expletives towards the officials in the car park, labelling their performance a disgrace. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with the London Independent. Miguel, you're welcome as always to the programme. Can you remind us firstly of Jose Mourinho's behaviour at the Europa League final on Wednesday evening?
Well, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. I mean, obviously it was regular and repeated and quite profound abusing officials. It's interesting because I've covered Mourinho for years, and at Chelsea and Spurs used to be able to sit very close to the technical area, and his staff actually have this almost this tactic where they basically do relays in terms of who goes up to abuse the fourth official. And now what happened in the Europa League final was this taken to an extreme. It's also, I mean, it's both an attempt to influence officials, as Mourinho's done through his career. And I think it's also something more in that it's one of these classic kind of distraction techniques if anything goes wrong. Now, that feels particularly the case in what happened after the game, which was, I mean, I think actually what made it worse. I mean, I think everyone's seen the footage of, you know, abusing Taylor in the car park. But what almost made it worse was that he's kind of absent-mindedly looking at his phone through, which kind of shows that this is almost performative. And it's, of course, it's playing up to the Roma fans. And what we see then, and I think it's a direct contributor to some of the shocking scenes, the real disgrace, what we saw in Budapest Airport, where Taylor and his family were abused. I think I saw one person's attempt to spit on him on the way. And Mourinho has contributed to that atmosphere. And all because it's all this kind of performative element of his career, of his managerial approach.
Yeah, that footage, I think, if anyone has seen it, of Anthony Taylor and his family trying to get home in the airport, as you say, Miguel, it's really very intimidating. A huge crowd, security trying to protect them. I think I saw a chair being thrown just as they made it out. Now what we've got is both Roma and Sevilla being charged, as well as Jose Mourinho, with a number of offences by UEFA.
Yeah, and so Mourinho, I was just actually talking to someone from UEFA before I came on, and he's been given a sanction of at least 2 games. It could be more. I wouldn't be surprised if they throw the book at him just because of what this has contributed to. And there is actually, there's a more serious discussion here that we've all seen it on, say, social media in Ireland, in that this wider culture of abuse towards referees, where, I mean, in some cases, it's not even errors that are, it's the perception of errors. Look, sport, not just football, has a real problem with this. And we've seen it in particular with Gaelic games as well. And when you have figures as historic, as charismatic, as popular, as high profile as Mourinho influencing that, it does warrant severe crackdown. Because I think this is, I mean, and again, like Roma, and even you can imagine Mourinho himself in the future, there'll be all apologies and all that. But that's always after the fact. And I think the sport in general has to get much more proactive about dealing with this problem. I mean, it goes right down through the pyramid. And I know this is a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. At lower levels, you see kids copying this sort of behaviour, and it's going to create a crisis in officials. I mean, who'd want to be a referee in that sort of context?
So, just finally, Miguel, is there any sanctions likely?
He will get a suspension of 2 games, I mean, UEFA, these things do take a little bit of time to come true, but in this case, given the footage, I would imagine, and from what I've been told, they're going to go very strong on them.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, that's Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with the London Independent. You can let us know what you think about all that to 51551.